And good evening, Viking fans. Loud's High Football is on the air. I'm Wes James, and this is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union's Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. Tonight, the Loud's High Vikings welcome the number one team in the state, the Camden County Wildcats, who are undefeated and 8-0 and 4-0 in the region to Martin Stadium for the region title game. Our Vikings, 9-0, 5-0 in the region, are coming off a big, big victory over the Tift County Blue Devils in Tifton last Friday night, which saw the Vikings win 42-7. That win, coupled with the Colquitt County loss to the Valdosta Wildcats, has assured our Vikings of no less than the number two seed and a first-round playoff game in 2 weeks. Defensive lineman number 88, Savage Sam Washington, had one of the best games of his career with three solo tackles. He had three sacks, one forced fumble, and one fumble recovery. Sam said after the game he was ready to put Tiff behind him and get on with the matter at hand, which is Camden. Sam said he was tired of all the talk. He was ready to get down to the play. Well, in about 50 minutes, that's what's going to happen here at Martin Stadium. Let's look at Camden County, a team that we're kind of familiar with. 6-7 all time against Camden. We started playing Camden back in 1986 when Joe Wilson was head coach. He was 1-2 in his three games against Camden. His first game was a 15-14 loss. But Coach Wilson ended his run against Camden with a 27-9 victory. Next up in 89 was Coach Rick Tomberlin, who had a 7-6 loss, and he was 0-1. And then came 96, 97, and 98. Milt Miller, 42-14 in 96, beat Camden 35-0 in 97, and then beat him in the first round of the state playoffs in 98 for a 15-14 victory to go 3-0. Now in the Randy McPherson area, Coach Mack is 2-4 against the Camden County Wildcats. In 02, we had a 20-12 loss. In 03, we lost to them 7-0 in the regular season, and then 21-14 in the playoffs. 04 and 07, we saw them in the dome in the semifinals, where in 04, Lowndes beat them 30-0, and 07 won 10-0. And then we played them once again in 09 in the second round of the playoffs and lost 10-7. Lowndes High School, 11 region championships with six coming under Randy McPherson. And tell you what, let's take a quick look at some Wildcat history. As I pull my papers out here. The Camden Wildcats came into existence when the two existing high schools, Camden County Hurricanes and the Ralph Bunch Hornets, consolidated in 1970. The Hornets won the first state football championship for Camden County, winning it in 1960. The Wildcats played their first season at the Old Field in Woodbine, Georgia, but later moved on to Wildcat Stadium in St. Mary's in 1971. Then in 1994, they moved to Chris Gilman Stadium off Laurel Island Parkway in Kingsland, Georgia. The Cats have had seven head coaches in their 41 years of playing football, and they've also competed in four of the five classifications in the Georgia High School Association. The present coach is Jeff Heron, who is in his 11th year at the helm for the Cats. Coach Heron won the Class 3A state championship in 99 at Oconee County, it's up in North Georgia, and the Class 5A state championship at Camden County in 03, 08, and 09. Coach Heron has a record of 131 wins and 15 losses in his 11 years at Camden. His overall record is 219-42. Let's compare some stats. When you look at the Lowndes High, we're averaging 37.2 points a game, giving up 10.6 points. When you look at Camden, they're averaging 46.1 point a game and giving up 4.6. They have the highest average of points scored, while also limiting their opponents to the lowest state average that there is. You look down at rushing yards, we're averaging 265 yards per game. They're averaging 301. We're averaging 83 yards a game. They give up about 56. Passing yardage, we're averaging 63 yards a game. They're averaging 118. We give up about 81, and they give up there about 70. Total offense, we're averaging 328 yards a game. They're averaging right at 400 yards a game. Some of our rushing leaders, of course, is Nick Bergman, number 87 with 791 yards on the year. He is our leading rusher, followed by Amon Brown with 444 on the season. Tevin Brown, Jordan Williams, Taekwon Lane, Chris Tower, and Tevin Orr. Let's look at two key players for the Camden Wildcats on offense, and that is number 5, 5'10", 170-pound senior J.J. Green, a Georgia commit who has great speed once he gets to the corner. He's also the second leading, he's number 2 on their all-time scoring list. He's only 34 points away from taking over the all-time scoring list at Camden. The other offensive player we want to look at is number 12, a 6'3", 200-pound senior, Bryce Ramsey, who has been committed to the Georgia Bulldogs since he was a sophomore in high school. Now, Bryce last week threw a touchdown pass, and that gave him his 34th career touchdown pass at Camden, and he has become the all-time career touchdown pass leader at Camden. Defensively, you look at number 40, Jared Davis, a 6'3", 220-pound senior who is also on his way to Auburn. So right off the bat, you've got three guys that are D1 commits that we've got to deal with here tonight. Let's take our first break of the night here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union's Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. When we come back, we'll go live to the stadium with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle, and the rest of the Viking voice crew. We'll take a 5-minute break. I'm Wes James, and you're listening to the Lounge High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium. I'm Bill Osborne. Alongside of me is Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And this is a playoff atmosphere right here at Martin Stadium. As we're going to go ahead and go down to the field now as Marty Rogers has got the equipment, parts, supply, coach's spotlight with Coach Jeff Heron from the Camden County Wildcats.
Thanks, Bill. I do have Coach Heron with us tonight. And, Coach, we appreciate you taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, you've been with Camden County now since 2000. You've won 3 state titles there, 90 straight region victories. And you were named Team of the Decade a few years ago. But some say this is your best team yet. Do you agree with that statement? And what is it about this team that makes it so special?
Well, I don't know. I told Randy before the game, I don't think it's our best team yet. We still got 6 games left before I would say it's our best team. But they've played well so far. And it's been a good group of kids to coach. They're high-character kids. And we've certainly enjoyed it. But, you know, to say they're the best, you know, they got to win a bunch more football games before I'll go out there.
Well, I certainly understand that, respect that. You have won 90 games, and that is certainly an accomplishment. 86 of those in Region 3, and now you swap this year over to Region 1. Has there been a big difference? Is it that has made adjustment so easy for you so far?
Well, I don't know if it's been easy. There's been a big adjustment. Playing in this region has aged me about 15 years. It's a totally different atmosphere every week, and you know, a lot more stressful for us coaches. I will agree with that, but it is what it is. We didn't want to be in Region 1. We liked what we were doing, but it is what it is. We don't have any control over it.
Well, you're certainly making the most of it so far, and your team is led offensively, of course, by 2 great senior leaders, and that's Bryce Ramsey and J.J. Green, both committed to Georgia. Your team's averaging 46.1 points per game. Talk to us about the leadership qualities of those 2 young men, and you know, how important is it to have guys like that on your team?
Well, both of them have been great young men, first of all, and they're great players, and both of them have contributed since their freshman year. We're certainly going to miss them next year, but they've had really good years this year. There's no question.
With that being said, Coach, there was a little bit of talk this week about Bryce having an injured ankle. What is the status of him? How's his health coming in tonight?
Well, he did. He got hurt against Buzz the other night, of all things, kicking on a field goal. And he kicked the ground. And, you know, it was a very unusual injury. But he has practiced a little bit this week. And he's out here trying to loosen up. But the truth be told, he's going to be limited tonight in what he can do.
Well, Coach, flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, you know, we've had several great games with Camden County over the years. Most of them have been pretty low scoring, and that's typically because 2 good teams normally have 2 great defenses, and this year is no exception. Your defense is only giving up 4.6 points per game. You're led by your senior Auburn commit, that's Jared Davis. number 40. He's got 69 total tackles, 42 solo. You based out of a 3-3-5. What are the keys for you defensively tonight to slow down Lowndes' running game?
Well, that's a tough task. And, you know, the thing with Lowndes is they're just so physical. You know, they do a great job running right at you, and they execute the offense well. They don't make mistakes. You know, they don't put themselves in third and long. They just don't do it. So, you know, our thing is try to win first down, get them in long yardage situations if possible. But, you know, they're very good at controlling the football. You know, they completely controlled the ball against Valdosta and Colquitt and really dominated those games because of what their offense was able to do. And then on top of it, they've got a great defense, and, you know, we scared to death we can't get a first down.
Well, Coach, I know your team's getting ready to come out on the field. You ready to go? Last question. This game is televised. You're no stranger to televised games. Your team's played several times. Does the TV, does that change anything? Does that have any effects on the game? And how do you keep your kids focused when it's a game that is on national television?
I really don't think it has much of an effect. You know, once the game gets started, I don't really think it affects them much. You know, we'll have to deal with TV timeouts and, you know, having longer between quarters and things like that are a little unusual. But in terms of the actual playing, I hope it doesn't have an effect on them. It, you know, really hadn't ever had in the past.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking time to speak with us. Welcome to Region 1, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, and coach's spotlight with Coach Jeff Heron of the Camden County Wildcats. I know Marty will get down there with Coach McPherson in just a few moments, but we're going to get you set up right here as we sit high atop Martin Stadium overlooking what is going to be a phenomenal crowd here tonight. Camden, I look across the way. Camden's crowd is huge already. The Lowndes fans are already in the place. The Camden Wildcats, of course, of the Blue Cats, they've just come out of their tunnel, and, boy, that's a lot of them, Taylor.
Yeah, just at the first look, I would say it's definitely over 100 players there in their all-white uniforms with blue helmets. The Lowndes Vikings are in the crimson on crimson with the silver helmets. There's a lot of Camden players out here tonight. Coach Heron mentioned the key injury that they had. We'll see if that does come to fruition or if he was just a little pregame posturing by the coach.
Well, I tell you, they have two great football teams here tonight as our Lowndes High Vikings are getting fired up out there on the field, going through drills. They came out fired up to some great music. They're hyped up, ready to go. I don't know that you can get any more ready. Both of these teams are fired up. We're going to get some updates throughout the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kick off about some injuries. That's always a big thing this late in the season. We do know that number one, Jerome Daniels, has been out for the last few weeks. We saw someone with number one. We're going to get Marty to check that out for us and be sure that is Jerome Daniels. If so, that's going to be a big help to have a guy like that back on the field.
Bill, it is Jerome. He is going to be a big help. I noticed he's got it taped up pretty good. He's moving around a little gingerly, but he looks like he's ready to go, and I think he will help us tonight.
Well, we'll get down back to the field to you with just a few moments when Coach Randy McPherson's ready, again, for our equipment, parts, supply, coach's spotlight. Let's go down now.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking a minute to speak with us. Big night for football. Obviously, this is a great, great game. It's going to be a big game. You know, your team's ranked number 4 in the state. It's number 1 team in the state, even top 5 in several national polls. But as you've said all year long, the region title's on the line each and every night, and tonight it is.
Yes, sir. It's on the line, baby.
Well, Coach, I know this week has been a good week in practice. I know the kids are fired up. Talk to us about the preparation this week and how excited are the kids about getting to play in such a game, you know, as big as this one is tonight?
Man, they're fired up. I mean, this is our 10th one in a row. And, you know, we've got a good game plan. You know, it's definitely not going to be easy, but, you know, we're going to come out here and give it our best shot. And I guarantee you one thing. Our team's going to play, I promise you.
Well, Coach, I know you're right, and I have to ask, because it's the question that's been on everybody's mind all week long, what is the status of Nick Bergman and Tyquan Lang, and how is their health tonight?
They're not going to play tonight, Marty, but I don't think there's any question. You know, Tyquan for sure will be back for the next ball game. And Nick's coming along real good.
Well, I know you'd like to have those guys, but you've got several other guys that I know you're going to count on to step up tonight. And speaking of that, on the offense, who is it, you know, Nick Bergman's been our leading rusher. Tyquan has carried it several times. Who is it that you expect to step up tonight and have a big impact on this game?
Jordan Williams, Tevin Brown, and Ahmad Brown.
Well, Coach, I know you're going to ride them very heavily. but you also, you do have a senior leader there at quarterback in Alex Stevenson. How has his preparation been this week? And he had a great game against Vadosta a few weeks ago. You expecting big things out of him again tonight?
Oh, yeah. He's ready to go. We've had a good week of practice, and they're throwing the ball really well.
Coach, flipping to the other side of the ball, obviously there's been a lot of talk this year about Camden County's offense, led by the two Georgia commits, Bryce Ramsey and J.J. Green. They put a lot of points on the board, averaging over 46 points per game. What is it defensively? I asked Coach Heron what his keys to the game were. What are your keys defensively to slowing down Camden and trying to keep them off the scoreboard?
We got to get off the ball. We got to get off the blocks. We got to be good at tackling, and we can't give up the big play in there.
Coach, this game is on ESPN. It's nationally televised. Again, I asked Coach Heron, and I ask you as well, how do you think that'll affect this game? Will it have any effect at all on this game? And are the kids excited to be able to play on such a big stage?
You know they're fired up, Marty. I can't see it. It never really has had any effect. You know, just make them a little more exciting.
Well, it sure will do that, Coach. And we've had two exciting games recently already in Colquitt and Vadosta, and those came down to special teams play. Our special teams have played very well. Going in tonight, obviously special teams could be the difference in the ballgame. They have a very good special teams crew. What is it? Do you think your team's prepared to play well on special teams? And could this game come down to a big kick or a big return?
Obviously it could, but we're ready to go in that area.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply coach's spotlight. One of the new things that as we look down on the field tonight, Taylor, are 25-second clocks. One underneath the scoreboard here on the north end, on the south end. There are the stairs going up into the band section. We talked about it at Colquitt. It was great to have them. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. From what I understand, that's going to be mandated by the GHSA next year to be on every field. Asked Coach Mack at a coach's show what he thought about that play clock at a game earlier this year, which was the Colquitt game. He said he liked it and that we were getting them installed. Well, they are here installed tonight. Takes all the questions about, maybe we're trying to run the play clock down and then snap it. I think it takes a lot of those questions out for the quarterback and maybe coming out of the huddle, too. You know, usually when we were maybe ahead in a ball game, our linemen would get set way too early. And standing there waiting, we might jump off sides or something of that nature. This time we can see that play clock running down, and it really gives the officials that accountability that we all want and need out of them.
Absolutely. Tonight, being on ESPNU, the pregame is set very stringently. We were given an email earlier this week about how things would go, TV timeouts. We're going to have some extra time, so we're going to take time throughout the game to go down to Marty, get a few more insights, what's going on the sideline, as we'll get a commercial banking company sideline update periodically throughout the night. But we're going to have up to three timeouts per quarter. Any timeout that a team calls will be a two-minute timeout. So much longer breaks. After a score, you can probably count on 2 to 3 minutes instead of a minute. So as Coach Heron said, those delays sometimes can really break a rhythm of a team, and hopefully that won't be a big factor tonight.
Absolutely, and you can expect those timeouts to be called at the liberty of the ESPN producer, so there won't be any specific time during the game that those will be called. We just know that there's going to be three per quarter, up to three per quarter, excuse me. And our normal timeouts will be a little bit longer. So, yeah, Coach Heron mentioned it. It can affect the flow of the game, and those can be much-needed timeouts when the game's on the line.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take our second break of the night. When we come back, we're going to talk about our Southeastern Federal Credit Union Impact Players of the Game. You're listening to Lounge High Football. We'll be right back after this four-minute break right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back here at Martin Stadium in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff as we're getting you ready tonight for the game of the century, if you will. Our Lounge High Vikings hosting the Camden High Trojans, the Camden County Trojans, Camden County Wildcats. I don't know why I cannot get straight on who is what around here anymore. But the Camden County Wildcats, look how they run their plays here. They form a V.
Yeah,
most
of the time in pregame when you're running your offensive plays, your special team plays, you'll see the team maybe around the 30-yard line running the play, and then around the 40-yard line you'll see a line of scrimmage formed so that the opposing team can't see what's going on. Camden takes a different approach. They form almost like a V to kind of really funnel in everything to that play, and it's pretty different.
Yeah, well, they've got so many kids. Their roster has over 135 people on the roster. And now, granted, your abbreviated roster that you'll have in front of you tonight, Taylor, is just the main guys that will be playing here tonight. But they dress over 135 kids with numbers. And if you're here at the game and you've got a game program, you'll see all of those numbers and a lot of them duplicated, two number ones, two number twos, and so forth right on down. But the ones that will be playing tonight primarily, of course, we have on our rosters here. It is time now for our Southeastern Federal Credit Union Impact Players of the Game. Taylor, take it away.
I want to start tonight with the Camden offense. Coach mentioned it, and let me preface this, that I think we all know that Bryce Ramsey, J.J. Green, some of those guys are definitely impact players. But what we wanted to do tonight is take it just a little bit deeper and go into their offense and really nail down as to who might step up and play big for them. I've got to go with number four, Calvarez Bissent. He's got 33 carries on the year for 371 yards. He's averaging 11.24 yards per carry. That's averaging a first down every time he touches the ball. That's unsustainable if you're a defense, having a guy that can average a first down every time he touches the ball. He's got four TDs on the year. And on the first play of scrimmage in the Tiffin game a couple weeks ago, he ran a 65-yard touchdown. So the guy knows how to make moves and how to really penetrate that defense and get to the edge. Keep an eye on number four, Calvarez Bissent tonight.
All right. I'm going to go with somebody who maybe is a little bit of an unsung hero, and that's the tight end. The tight end for Camden tonight, their starting tight end, number 48, Jacob Perkins McClinn, and he'll have a backup, number 43, Kadar Bryant. These two guys, if Camden is going to be successful trying to run the ball outside against a team that defensively plays as well as the Vikings, they're going to need blocking on that outside corner. Obviously, these guys have been very successful throughout the season. They're 8-0 on the season. They've got great rushing from their backs on the season. But tonight, they're going to play an impact if they're going to find the corner and try to run against these Lowndes High Vikings.
We're talking Camden's offense, guys.
Yes.
Sorry, I got a little sidetracked there talking to a couple scouts down here on the field. There's a lot of them down here tonight. Just throw that out there. But Camden's offense, obviously, tonight, they've got so many weapons. They could go anywhere. You talked about going deeper, Taylor, but I'm going to stick to the basic. It's J.J. Green, and J.J. Green is their Mr. Everything, y'all. He reminds me so much of Greg Reed. He's been starting since a freshman. I remember he played against us in 2009 in the playoffs. But he's got 58 carries for 563 yards on the year, 9.71 average per carry. He's got 10 total TDs. He's got 5 receptions for 77 yards. And, guys, he also is a big kick returner, so that can make a big difference in this game as well.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for your Lowndes High Vikings tonight. I'm going to go with number 19, Jamacy Wright. And you may say, why are you going with Jamacy Wright? Well, he's filling in for number 2, Tyquan Lane. Coach mentioned earlier that Tyquan is not going to be on the field tonight. So, you know, Jamacy could have to be the guy that steps up, not necessarily for that big play like we used to expect out of Tyquan, but maybe that guy that doesn't give up the big play tonight. On the season, he's got 22 tackles, he's got 1 sack for a 6-yard loss, and he's got a pass breakup. Jamacy Wright really's got to step up tonight, filling that spot for avoided Tyquan Lane. Also on that same topic, who's filling there for Tyquan Lane? Kenny Moore is going to have a big game on our kick return, filling in for Tyquan Lane.
He certainly is. And I'm going to go kind of away from what you would consider true defense, and I'm going to talk about John Belcher, our punter. For the Vikings, John Belcher in a game like this is a game of field position. A punter that can flip the field for you can make a huge difference and help your defense have to make the other team go all the length of the field in order to get a score. John Belcher has been punting very well as the season has gone along, and he was very successful against Tiff County. Very high punts, great average against Tiff County, and he's getting more and more confident. And in a game like this tonight, where field position is going to be key, my impact player for the Vikings tonight is number 67, the punter, John Belcher.
Bill, that's great great points there. I'm going to stick with that defensive line for Lowndes, and I'm most importantly going to key in on Chandler Sumlin. I think he's got to have a big game tonight, and I think he will. Chandler is kind of the vocal leader on our defensive line. We've got several great players up there. Sam Washington had a big game last week. We've had Ellis Griffin's played well all year, but Chandler Sumlin's kind of the leader of that defensive line. And I'm watching Camden County warm up while I go, and their offensive line is huge. They're massive. They're averaging just over 300 yards a game rushing. That's what they like to do best. Chandler Sumlin has got to get his tackles. He's right now this on the year, he's got 17 total tackles, 6 for loss, and 4.5 sacks. He's got to make plays in the backfield of Camden County tonight in order to try to slow down this offense. And he's got to be a leader and get the rest of that defense playing up to his level tonight.
Absolutely, Marty. I got to agree with you there. On the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight, I'm going to go with number 37, Tevin Brown. Also coming in more of a fill-in role here tonight for the injured Nick Bergman. Tevin on the season got a lot of carries early on, but he didn't have as many midway through the season. But on the season, Tevin's got 48 carries for 291 yards. He's averaging 5.8 yards per carry. He's got 3 TDs on the year. Tevin Brown is going to get a lot of carries tonight, and we're going to need him to really get the edge quick and get upfield. We can't have negative yards or getting stopped at the line of scrimmage. We need positive on every single carry tonight out of our running back duo. And I'm going with Tevin Brown on the offensive side of the ball.
Offensively, I'm going to go with that offensive line, those Sons of Thunder, as we call them. And I tell you, these guys have played tremendous. They're going to have to give us time to run the ball. They're going to have to give us time to give Alex Stevenson. We got to give Alex Stevenson a chance to pass the ball if he gets back there. So I'm going to call these guys' names out because a lot of times we don't talk about that offensive line and they don't get a lot of press. But the center, number 57, Brian Rowe. The left guard, number 52, Dwayne Hart. The left tackle, number 76, Anthony Chandler. The right guard, number 61, Larry T-Rock Scarborough. And the right tackle, number 74, Tyler Altman. And then I got to throw in there, too, our tight ends, number 46, Christian Parker, and number 94, Eric Torrey, when we go to that double tight end set. So my impact players for the Lowndes High offense tonight is that offensive line, our Sons of Thunder.
Guys, offensively for us, I'm going to start with Alex Stevenson. He has got to play well tonight. You look at our game against Valdosta a few weeks ago. Valdosta stacked the box, slowed down our run, and he came out and played very, very well. Was very efficient. Didn't get a lot of passes, but he was very efficient and helped us win that ball game. He's 25 of 40 on the year with 436 yards passing. He's got 4 TDs. He's got 3 INTs. Alex needs to play very well tonight. He needs to be crisp with his handoff. He needs to be very poised in the pocket and very poised there at the line of scrimmage. And he needs to make good decisions with the football. And he is going to be a huge impact player for the Valentine Vikings tonight offensively.
Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Camden County Wildcats. You mentioned stopping the run. Their defensive line is going to have to be able to stop this run because we know that Lowndes is going to want to set the tone with the run game first. Number 68, Chris Barr, 6'2", 240-pound junior. Number 47, Anthony Johnson, 6'3", 250-pound junior. And number 46, Raphael Hardy, 6'2", 250-pound senior. Those guys are going to have to make their presence known on the offensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball, so that they can disrupt our run game. They're my impact players tonight for the Camden County Wildcats.
Excuse me, the defensive impact player for Camden County for me is going to be number 40, Jared Davis, their leading tackler, 69 tackles on the season. This guy is an animal, somebody we're going to have to control all night long. What do you got?
Guys, I'm going to stick with J.J. Green, my offensive impact player. He's also my defensive impact player for Camden County. He will probably not leave the field tonight. He, again, I mentioned earlier, he reminds me so much of Greg Reed. And his impact tonight may not be in so much in getting tackles or getting picks, but it may even be the fact that you have to throw away from him. You have to run away from him. You can't go towards J.J. Green. He's only got 20 total tackles on the year. He's got 3 interceptions, 2 of those returned for touchdown, both of those against Valdosta a few weeks ago. But J.J. Green is such a phenomenal player on both sides of the ball that he will have an impact on this game, and the Lowndes High Vikings are just going to have to try to decrease that in order to hold Camden at bay and win this game.
And those are our Southeastern Federal Credit Union impact players of the game. We're going to take a 4-minute break as the Georgia Bridgemen will bring us the national anthem. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineup and be just about ready to kick this game off. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back here high atop Martin Stadium. I'm Bill Osborne. Beside me, Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and somewhere else in this stadium is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, as he'll be making his way back up towards the press box here in just a little while. Tonight, it's the 8-0 Camden Wildcats visiting our 9-0 Lowndes High Vikings. Something's got to give tonight, Taylor. One of these teams will walk out of here tonight with a region championship. The other one will walk out with a loss. But either way, they're headed to the playoffs in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Tonight's what you had circled on your calendar back when schedules came out, June or July. And that's what we're playing for, both coming into this game undefeated. I want to go over the starting lineups tonight. First, offensively, for the Camden County Wildcats, starting at center number 76, Mikey McCall. At left guard, Luke Griffiths. At right guard, James Barrington. At right tackle, Tyler Davis. At left tackle, Salas Jones. At right, at tight end, we got Jacob Perkins McClan, and at split end, Christian Middleton. At the left halfback, J.J. Green. Starting quarterback, Bryce Ramsey. And right halfback, number 4, Kavaris Besant. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for Camden.
Oh, go ahead.
Number 68, Chris Barr, number at defensive end. At nose guard, number 47, Anthony Johnson. At defensive end, Raphael Hardy, number 46. At the cornerback position, number 5, J.J. Green. And one of the linebackers tonight, number 6, Kayshawn Hutchinson. Middle linebacker tonight, number 40, Jared Davis. And at one of the outside linebackers, number 94, Connor Lockhart. Also at cornerback, number 4, Kavaris Besant. And at free safety tonight, number 7, Grant Gabriel. Starting punter tonight is listed as Bryce Ramsey, but Coach mentioned earlier that he may not be kicking tonight. So look for Evan Mossberg to be kicking.
All right, for your Lowndes High Vikings tonight, the starting lineup will look like this. Quarterback, number 14, senior Alex Stevenson. At wingback, senior number 5, Jordan Cowboy Williams. At the other wingback, senior number 37, Tevin Brown. And at fullback, senior number 36, Tevin Orr. At wide receiver, we'll see starting number 25, Malik Roberts. And at tight end, number 46, Christian Parker. We'll give you the rest of the starting lineup in just a moment as Marty's out on the field for the coin toss as the captains have made their way to the middle of the field. And they're still doing their introductions here, but we'll get those things for you in just a moment.
Team, that's a big honor. We expect you to do the best you can to do that. We're looking for your leadership, okay? We look at you as part of our crew to help control things. We will not put up with any talking between you and you. You can talk to white all you want. You can talk to red, or you can talk to us and say anything you want to, okay? You're the bishop. You'll be calling the coin toss tonight. Okay, I want you to call it loud enough for him to hear it down the very end down there. I have a coin here. It's a heads and a tails. I'm going to let it hit the ground, okay? Heads and tails. Please call it before I flip it. What's your choice?
Heads.
Heads he call, okay? Heads it is. You want to defer?
You want to defer.
Okay, you have a choice. You want the ball or you want to kick it, defend the goal? Or
kick it.
All right, you want to kick it. You want to kick it now? They're deferring. You want to receive, right?
Huh?
You want the ball, right?
Oh, yes,
they deferred, okay.
Yes, yes.
Which way would you like to kick?
This way.
Right there.
Okay. If you'll come back over here to this side, and you move over there with Mr. Brock.
Guys, Camden actually won the toss and deferred, and we had a little miss up there. But we got it right. We are receiving the opening kickoff with our backs to the field house, and we're ready to kick off this region championship tonight, receiving the ball.
All right. Thank you, Marty. As you heard, Camden won the toss. They elected to defer, so we will receive to start the ball game. To continue our starting lineup, at tight end will be number 46, Christian Parker. At center, number 57, Brian Rowe. At left guard, sophomore, number 52, Dwayne Hart. At left tackle, senior, number 76, Anthony Chandler. At right guard, senior, number 61, Larry T-Rock Scarborough. At right tackle, senior number 74, Tyler Altman. And on defense for our Vikings, nose guard will be senior number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds. At one of the defensive tackle spots, a senior number 70, Chandler Sumlin. At the other tackle spot, senior number 88, Sam Washington. At the defensive end spot, number 32, sophomore Brian Bell. At the other defensive end, senior number 91, Ellis Griffin. at linebacker. A junior, number 17, Trey Jackson at the other linebacker spot. Number 10, Nathan Brantley, a sophomore at free safety. A junior, number 6, Eric Hart, and at strong safety. A junior, number 31, Brandon Roberts. At the cornerback, number 24, a senior, Kenny Moore. And the other cornerback, number 19, Jamacy Wright.
The captains for tonight, starting with the Camden County Wildcats, number 76, Mickey Call. Number 5, J.J. Green. Number 18, Kentre Jackson. And number 12, Bryce Ramsey. For your Lowndes High Vikings, number 36, Kevin Orr. Number 91, Ellis Griffin. Number 61, Larry Scarborough. And number 88, Sam Washington.
Well, we've said, as the officials are out there on the field conferring there at the 50-yard line, I'm looking at the time, it's 7:52, and we should have about 4 more minutes before the teams do make their way onto the field. We're going to take our final break of the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kick off. We come back, we'll get you ready for this most anticipated matchup between the Lowndes High Vikings and the Camden County Wildcats. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back here at Martin Stadium. I'm Bill Osborne. Beside me on the left is Taylor Biddle. To my right is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, and down on the field is Marty Rogers. As the clock says, 4 minutes and 35 seconds till kickoff. And we are on national television tonight on ESPNU. If you're sitting at home and you're listening to us, keep the radio up, turn your television on to ESPNU, listen to the best, watch the best, and you can't get any better than that, Wes.
You sure can, guys. And I tell you, I had an opportunity to get down on the field and visit with some of the players and some of the coaches. The intensity level, and I'm sure Marty's already told you, is out of this world. I got to talk with Nick and with Tyquan. Both very disappointed that they can't play, and maybe those injuries are a little more severe than what we thought they were. We'll find out more later next week. Of course, we've got 2 weeks off before that first playoff game.
Well, you got a week off, and we've got 2 weeks till the next game.
2 weeks till the next game. So, they'll have 2 weeks to rest if you needed to rest them until then. But it's going to miss them. Going to miss them dearly tonight.
Well, I tell you, there's going to be some cheering from the sidelines. I know we'll get Marty to get some information as the night goes on. But Florida State is off this week, and so some of those guys, I believe that Gerald Demps is in the stadium somewhere. Telvin Smith, along with Tyler Hunter, are all here somewhere in the stadium. And so if they're on the sideline, I know sometime during the game, Marty will get a few words with them to see how their season is going at Florida State University.
And I've already got an update from over in Moultrie, Georgia. It is Colquitt 7, Coffee Nothing. And that is early in the first quarter.
All right. And the band standing on the field with national television, we're normally about 3 minutes away from kickoff. But the plan will be tonight that ESPN will go live at exactly 8 o'clock. They'll have some things to go through, get their game set up, and then at 8:03 will be the official kickoff tonight.
Bill, you were speaking about some of the guys down on the sidelines. There's a guy and his wife in the stands. Come by and visited with me today from the 1999 state championship team, one of our offensive linemen, Brian Parrish, and he's back home. He and his wife are here for this ball game. Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings!